Listener Production.
G'day, it's Dan McRae with your local news briefing. An inquest into the circumstances around Damien Lawton's death in 2020 will wrap up today. The 26-year-old died after crashing his motorcycle into a car after allegedly evading police. And the Department of Environment and Science is asking for anyone who sees domestic pets on Garry Fraser Island to dob in their owners. Rangers say domestic dogs have been banned on the island since 1991 to help protect the population of Whangarei dingoes. It comes after a woman was spotted walking her dogs on the beach. The latest data from PropTrack reveals home prices in regional Queensland saw a slight decline of 0.5% last month. Senior economist Eleanor Cray says sellers are adapting to market conditions while buyers are taking advantage of less competitive conditions.
It will take time, though, for higher interest rates to fully affect prices. However, this will be offset by positive demand effects from tight rental markets, rebounding foreign migration, low unemployment and housing supply pressures.
Here in the Wide Bay, we recorded an increase of 1.22% last quarter. The median house price stands at $519,000. Meanwhile, local mortgage holders could soon be paying an extra $760 a month on a $500,000 loan after seven straight rate rises. The RBA's announcement of a 25 basis point rise in the cash rate is the latest cost of living blow at a time when nearly 50% of mortgage holders in the Hinkler electorate are already under stress, according to Everybody's Home. Sarah Harup from Food Bank Queensland says it'll mean more people have to go without food.
Another interest rate rise for people who are already struggling to pay a mortgage is just going to put more pressure on people and, you know, shrink that food budget even further.
And finally, the Wetside Water Park in Pyalba is back open today after a bunch of delays following its winter closure.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.